produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
He saw the best in me when everyone else around me could only see the worst in me. I wish I had a witness tonight. Said he saw the best in me. I guess I'm the only one that got this testimony. When everyone else around me could only see the worst in me. Can I tell y'all one more time? I said he saw the best in me. When everyone else around me could only see the worst in me. I wish I had a witness tonight. All I need is one.
He saw the best in me.
When everyone else around me, yeah.
Could only see the worst in me.
Does anybody have that testimony? When fuck walked you off, said you would never make it, what did he see?
He saw the best in me.
When everyone else around me, yes.
Can
I tell y'all one more thing? I just need to tell you one more thing. Listen to this. See, he's mine, and I am his. It doesn't matter what I did. He only sees me for who I am. Does anybody know that tonight?
Hi, welcome to another episode of Awesomely Amazing. This is your host, Awesomely Amazing Jazara Bradley. And just in case you've forgotten, you are awesomely amazing as well. Tonight, I want to talk to you from a topic that I wrote about in my book, Crazy Faith. And just for title's sake, we'll call it Step Up Your Game. Many times people have challenged me in areas where I excel. I'm not one to brag on myself, but when an individual challenges me, I tell them, you better bring your A game. As I talk to you this evening, I want to challenge you. I want to ask you a question. Are you bringing your A game? If not, when's the last time you've been on your A game? That's something to think about. A few years ago, I attended a conference where Alan McDougall was the keynote speaker. He asked a very simple yet profound question. And it was, how are you showing up? How are you showing up? A few years ago, when I was working on my master's, I remember reading some research, and I really hate that I can't remember who the researchers were, but they stated 50% of success is showing up. 50%. I mean, like, you're halfway done if you show up. 50% is showing up. I thought that was so deep when I read it. And it's true. Because sometimes it takes a lot of energy to just show up. Sometimes you have to push through fear and excuses and the other things that we give ourselves for not showing up adequately in the world. So just showing up can be a major feat. How are you showing up? Back to Alan McDougall's question. How are you showing up? It's a very highly introspective check-in that has led me to ask you the same right now. How are you showing up in your own life? What is your mental, physical, and spiritual state as you do life? Sometimes I have to stop and ask myself, am I living my best life? Am I being true to myself? Those are only questions that I can answer for myself. I can't look for someone else to answer them. And when I ask myself those questions, I take time to look and answer because I want to be honest. It could be very easy to just kind of say what you want to hear. But I want to be honest with myself. How am I showing up? I want to take time to really look at myself in regards to how I'm showing up in life. Perhaps you don't have the things that you want, need, or desire in your life because of the way you're showing up. Maybe you're just existing and you're not living. You may not even realize that you're not bringing your A game. But after tonight, I hope that will not be the case any longer. For those of you who are bringing your A game, I hope that you will encourage others to bring their A game and that you will continue to consistently bring your A game. What I want to talk to you about on this evening is really a very simple message that was spoken to my spirit. And it's probably something that you've not heard before. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to say it like that. It's probably something that you are familiar with. That is exactly how I meant to say that. There are just 3 points that I want to cover tonight. So in point one is go big or stay home. Point two, stop playing it safe. And point three, launch into the deep. So let's get started. And remember, you are awesomely amazing. Even if you are not always bringing your A game, you are awesomely amazing. All right, I'm ready to delve into our topics for tonight. Although many people experience a degree of success, it may not be the level of success that God wants them to experience. A big reason this happens is because they operate on a small level. I often reflect on an event that happened sometime back in December 2010. And that is when my friend Miss Tracy asked my daughter what she wanted for Christmas. I listened to my daughter's response. Her list was all small items. And Miss Tracy knew my daughter was holding back on her desires. She responded, "There's a saying where I'm from. And that saying is, go big or stay home." Then she asked my daughter if she knew what that meant. My daughter was like primary, elementary, so one of the lower level grades, somewhere between K and 3. And so my daughter, she shook her head and she said no. Probably anticipating the response from my daughter, Miss Tracy went on to explain, "If you ask for the little things, there's a good chance you might get it or only some of it. But what if you asked for the bigger things and got all of that? But because you didn't ask, you didn't get." Now, we even know that to be biblically true. In the Gospels, it says you have not because you ask not. Many of us believe God for the small things and never consider the big things. Now, Miss Tracy didn't know that she was going to give my daughter with something in that moment. And that was for my daughter to take on a sense of boldness and to go out into the world and begin to ask for what she wanted, to begin to speak the things that she wanted. She just simply told her to speak the things that she wanted, and my daughter began to act on that. That encounter changed her. So let me ask you a question. Are you speaking the things that you want to see manifested in your life? If you want a bigger home, speak it. I'll tell you about my dream home. And this has been my dream home for years. And people kind of get uncomfortable when I speak about my dream home. But see, that's my dream home. That's not theirs. That's a whole different message right there. But they get uncomfortable when I say what I want in my dream home. In my dream home, I want a glass elevator. I want a movie theater. And I want a whole bunch of other cool things. And so when I speak the things that I want, people, it don't take all of that. You don't have to have, see, that's the problem. That's my dream home. That's not their dream home. So perhaps it doesn't align with their values or what they want. And it's not about being materialistic. But one of the reasons I want this glass elevator is because in my dream home, I want to be able to exist in my dream home at my current age and 40 years from now. Now, 40 years from now, I do hope that I'm able to go up and down the stairs with ease. But just in case I'm not, then I can get on my glass elevator and navigate around my dream home. I don't want to have to leave my home because of age and difficulty. See, I'm thinking towards the future. That theater is going to be lovely because I live in the Midwest, and sometimes the weather gets frigid below zero. So I still want to be able to experience life and not limited to life because of what's going on outside. I can enjoy it indoors. There's an important principle with this, though. And that is, those people who have crazy faith recognized not to entertain negativity or discount another's ambition. Now I want to move on to the role of intensity when identifying goals. If you say that your goal is for your finances to improve,
you're setting goals from a very small and blurry level. Be specific and clear. And see, some of this comes from dealing with my career in the education arena. We set specific goals in education for some of our children who have specialized education plans. We get very specific, and you know, we may know that a child has difficulty reading. And so it's not that we'll just say something like, oh, well, we want this kid to get better with reading. Well, of course we do, but we need to be specific. You know, like if we have a kid that's maybe in high school that's reading on an elementary level, maybe we want that kid during that school year to gain a year of improvement in the area of reading. So we get specific. So you have to be specific with your goals, not small and blurry and not generic, okay? So let's go back to the example with improving finances. Be specific and clear by putting a dollar amount that inspires and challenges you. Very important. If you say you want to lose weight, yep, I went there. That's not going to work. How much weight do you want to lose? Is it 10 pounds, 15 pounds, 20, 50? Whatever it is, say it. It's time to call those things that be not as though they were. That's Romans 4 and 17. In Luke 17 and 6, it reads, "And the Lord said, if ye had faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye might say unto the sycamine tree, be thou plucked up by the root, and be thou planted in the sea, and it should obey you." It's good to speak and decree a thing. As I mentioned earlier, my daughter was really playing it safe with Miss Tracy when discussing her desires. When we talk to God, we don't have to play it safe. You have to be respectful, of course, but you don't have to play it safe. In fact, God wants us to go big so he can show himself strong on our behalf. You really want to get his attention? Go big. God is looking and waiting. 2 Chronicles 16 and 9 says, "For the eyes of the Lord range throughout the earth to strengthen those whose hearts are fully committed to him." I mean, he is waiting. He's more than willing and able to do the big things that you need in your life. I mean, let's just really think about it. He created the world. He spoke a word, and it was. I discovered that God really wants to blow our minds with what he can do, but we have to ask. What's your most outrageous request? I mean, think of something enormously big that you want God to do. I'm going to pause right here and just let you take a moment to write something down. Your outrageous request, okay? I'm just going to take a moment, let you grab a piece of paper. Don't wait till later to do it. Do it now. Grab a sheet of paper right now. And it's got to be paper for this moment for what we're doing. So I'm going to give you about 10 seconds. All right. So put your outrageous request on that paper. Sign it, date it, then put it somewhere safe. And I want you to sit back and watch God perform it. "Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly, abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. And that's actually our church's motto here in Gary, Indiana. That's from Ephesians 3:20. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Next, it's time to take what I call faith-focused action and launch into the deep. God actually spoke those words to me some years ago, launch into the deep. It's time to go beyond what we've been doing. What worked last season is not going to work this season. And I'm not saying that to be like a cliche, but it's true. Seasons change. I had this watch that I was in love with. It was a 2012 timepiece, expensive watch that was given to me before I had a milestone birthday. And the watch was stolen from my home. And so I went to the jeweler and I wanted to replace the watch. And this was 2014, okay? So I wanted to replace the watch and the jeweler said, no, we don't have it. And so I said, well, can you order it? And he said, that was last season's watch. That season is gone. And I was so in love with that watch. But I couldn't get it. It was out of season. They no longer were making that timepiece anymore. There was something similar to it. But all of the ones that were similar to it just didn't really give me that awe feeling. So I had to move into another category. So what worked last season may not work this season. It may be out of season. That strategy may be obsolete. Even with the flu, I had a professor tell me that when people are getting the flu shot, and he's a medical doctor, he said he was against it because people were getting the previous year's strain of the flu vaccine. And for a lot of people, it didn't, or it was not effective for the current season's flu symptoms. So, you know, what worked last season just might not work this season. So, I live near Lake Michigan, and often I go to the beach, and I enjoy sticking my toes into the water and getting my feet wet. But I'll tell you, as far as beach experiences, the most exhilarating moment I've had at a beach was when I visited Daytona some years ago, and I got a chance to wade in the Atlantic Ocean and allowed it to come up to my chest. And I don't know what was so significant about that moment, but it just was not an extraordinary moment. It was not an ordinary experience. And so I think about the story when Jesus was with the disciples. And I'm going to read from Luke 5:4-6. When he being Jesus, had finished speaking, he said to Simon Peter, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch. Simon answered and said, Master, we worked hard all night and caught nothing. But at your word, I will let down the nets. When they had done this, they enclosed a great quantity of fish, and their nets began to break. at your word. We got to take God at his word. I love music, different types of genres of music. And I like rap music as well. Not all rap music, but I do like some rap music. And I remember a song by Ludacris, which is relevant to what we're talking about. And there's these lyrics in the song that says, "When I move, you move," and so on and so forth. But it just reminds me, when we move, God will move on our behalf. So let's launch out into the deep. God sees us and he will always be there. It's time to move past the edge of the shore with our toes in the water and move forward. It's time to push our faith to the next level. You see, faith is not logical. It doesn't make natural sense. For example, when Jesus told Peter and the apostles to cast out their fishing nets after hours of fishing and no fish, Peter told Jesus that he was tired. He'd already did that and nothing happened. It didn't make natural sense to just continue. But the part of the story that I like is when Peter said, "Nevertheless, at your word, Lord." As I said earlier, we have to take God at his word and we have to move. I know that when I take a faith step, Jesus is going to say, "There's Jazara. I see she's taking that step now, and I'm going to move on her behalf." So remember to bring your A game. Remember to walk in faith. And remember, as I always say, just in case you've forgotten, let me remind you, you are awesomely amazing. Thank you for tuning in this evening. If you want to get the Crazy Faith book, which I was telling you about, our topic came from tonight, Crazy Faith is available on Amazon. And there's also a journal, a companion journal that goes with the Crazy Faith book that you can pick up on Amazon. I would love to hear from you all. So feel free to reach out to me on Facebook. I'm Jazara Bradley on Facebook. And remember, you are awesomely amazing. Go out and have an awesomely amazing evening.
He saw the best in me. When everyone else around me could only see the worst in me. I wish I had a witness tonight. Said he saw the best in me. I guess I'm the only one got this testimony. When everyone else around me could only see the worst in me. Can I tell y'all one more time? I said he saw the best in me. When everyone else around me could only see the worst in me. I wish I had a witness tonight. All I need is one.
Hey! He saw the best in me.
When everyone else around me, yeah.
Could only see the worst in me.
Does anybody have that testimony? When folk walked you off, said you would never make it, what did he see?
He saw the best in me.
When everyone else around me, yes.
Could only see the worst in me.
Can I tell y'all one more thing? I just need to tell you one more thing. Listen to this. See, he's mine, and I am his. It doesn't matter what I did. He only sees me for who I am. The Does anybody know that tonight?
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Program is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Are you ready? We are about to take flight with Travel Uncorked and your show host, Nicole Gates.
Thursday, and I'm super excited to be back and talking all things cruises. I am joined today by Princess Cruise Line sales manager, Madeline Costa. Madeline, thank you for being a part of the show today.
Hey, it's a pleasure to be with you today. I appreciate being able to talk about what a great experience going on a Princess Cruise can be.
Oh my gosh, it is the best. I actually just recently was with you on a cruise and doing some training for travel agents. And I tell you what, that is the most beautiful. The Ruby Princess is the most beautiful ship I've seen, the most relaxing. And I just had a blast. So I want to just kind of jump in and get started and tell us all the good things that's happening with Princess Cruise Line.
Well, this is a short show, so I can't talk about everything, but let me tell you about some of the cool things that we're doing. First of all, we have a new ship coming out this October, the Sky Princess, and she will be the 18th ship in our fleet. And she's going to be, you know, you and I just recently sailed on the Ruby Princess. She's that style, but then some. She's larger. There's more options on the ship, a lot more dining options and entertainment options. So we're really excited to see her and experience her for the first time. She starts over in Europe and then she'll do a crossing across the Atlantic and end up in Fort Lauderdale, where she will be sailing 7-day Eastern and Western Caribbean itinerary starting in December of this year. So we're excited about her, and she's going to be what we call an ocean-ready ship. And the ocean medallion is kind of our new thing that we have created and we are slowly implementing on our fleet. And it's really, I think the easiest way to describe it is it's a way to bring technology on board that will help elevate our level of service so that our staff is more engaged with our guests on board instead of filling out forms and running back and forth and doing all the things that you would expect the ship staff to be doing for you and accommodating you with. But this is just going to enhance a level of service. So literally, Nicole, you can sit in your lounge chair, get on your phone, click a button and a drink will appear. It is just going to be amazing. And some of the capabilities, if you're traveling with a bunch of friends, you'll be able to find each other around the ship just by the GPS that's part of this. You can play games. You've got all the daily activities right at your fingertips. And it's even going to start with when you arrive in Fort Lauderdale, there's no more checking in. You will be ocean ready. Your app will already be on your phone, and you literally arrive at the pier and step right on the ship. No hassles at all. So we're really excited.
That's going to be amazing.
It is. I mean, right now we have it on three ships, the Caribbean Princess, the Royal Princess, and the Regal Princess. And soon the Crown, and then following the Sky. So this fall, all of our Caribbean ships in the doing the 7 and 10 day sailings will all be ocean medallion capable. Plus, it's the fastest Wi-Fi at sea. Now, I'm a firm believer when you're on vacation, you know, don't be reading your email, don't be working. But, you know, if you need to, it's going to be great internet. I think you probably saw that even on the Ruby Princess, how quick it was. Yeah.
It was very good. And, you know, I've been on several different cruise lines, but I kid you not, that one was absolutely wonderful. You know, and there was only a few things that I really wanted to do because, like you said, you don't really want to work. But there were some things I needed to do, and the Wi-Fi was super fast. I absolutely loved it.
So we're really excited. These are just some of the new things. You know, it's a constant, you're constantly updating ships. You're constantly looking for new features to offer the guests on board. You know, we are constantly evolutionizing and revolutionizing our product throughout the fleet. So, yeah, because right now, we have 18 ships, so.
Well, we absolutely appreciate you all going the extra mile for our clients. This is awesome. And I know that's a feature that I would definitely promote because, oh my gosh, you don't have to wait. Everything is ready. Oh, I love it. So tell me, what specials are happening right now with Princess Cruise Line?
Well, you know, we've got a couple things that we're doing. If you have, you know, if your clients or your friends and family are looking to sail sometime maybe in the summer, late spring or early summer, there is a promotion going on that we call the Sail into Savings promotion. And basically what this means from our perspective is any available inventory that we have left, we're selling it at a lower price. So if, you know, if you've got a last minute cruise you want to go on, check the prices. Some of the pricings are up to 40% off what the original rate was. So, you know, it's limited availability, certainly, but if you're looking to go quickly, you know, check with the sale into savings prices. If you are looking or considering sailing starting this fall through winter, spring of 2020, our current promotion is our Comeback New Sale, which is really a great promotion because depending upon the length of the cruise that you book or the type of cabin you purchase, you will get up to $600 per stateroom shipboard credit. And that's basically, you know, goes towards your onboard purchases of excursions or any gift items, any casino play, cocktails, specialty restaurants. So it's a really good value because not only are we offering some great pricing, but then in addition, you will also receive the onboard credits. And we've got prices for triples and quads starting at $99 a person per day. So that's a pretty good deal.
That's an awesome deal. That is an awesome deal. So those of you that are listening might want to take advantage of some of these things that are going on, the Comeback New and Sail into Savings. That's awesome. So Madeline, tell me, what type of client comes on a Princess cruise? Who does
That's a great question because we really are what I at least consider to be a very good multi-generational cruise line. We have great kids programs, you know, anywhere from 3 to 17. There's three different age brackets for activities for kids. And I'll tell you what, very family friendly. We keep the kids so engaged and involved that mom and dad can have a good time too. You know, you travel as a family, but you also have your time to do your own things. People that are more mature, they find Princess to be a very comfortable cruise line because there are areas on the ship where there's a lot of activity and a lot of cool things going on. I mean, you could dance up in the disco till 4 a.m. if you want, or if you are the type of person that likes that cozy little deck chair and a good book, and you don't want to be bombarded with announcements and people harassing you, you can do that as well. So we really do run the gamut of a lot of activity, quiet areas, quiet time, and everything in between. So we really do, you know, we see a lot of groups traveling as, you know, the extended family, you know, mom and dad, grandma and grandpa, the kids, aunts, uncles. And it's a great way to travel with Princess because it has that kind of appeal to kids and adults and everybody in between. We get a lot of honeymooners that go on Princess. So really, we kind of run the gamut of just about any age bracket is going to feel very comfortable and find enough activity to keep them busy on board.
That is true. You know, when I was on the Ruby Princess, I actually took advantage of doing a wine tasting, and I just had a great time doing a wine tasting on the cruise. And a lot of people don't know that you all offer different things like that. So what are some of the other activities that people can kind of jump in and take part of, you know, that's right there on the actual cruise ship?
Well, you know, it's interesting. We have a partnership. Princess Cruise Lines has a partnership with the Discovery Network. So we offer a lot of kind of engaging types of programs and things on board. And again, if you're not interested in getting involved in them, you don't have to. But there's so many different activities. There's lectures. There's games that are going on. We have Voice of the Ocean on board. So if you know, are living out your fantasy of wanting to participate and be on the TV show The Voice, you can do that on your Princess ship. We've got great entertainment in the evening. Stephen Schwartz, who's a very well-known Broadway producer, he has created some shows for Princess. We've got a great variety of musical entertainment on board. You know, at any given time, you know, you were on the Ruby Princess walking on deck 7, you could go from one area of the ship to the other, and as you're walking down the deck, you hear different types of music as you're walking, whether it's a piano player or a quartet or a soft rock band. There's always entertainers on board that are like musicians. Besides musicians, there's comedians and, you know, hypnotists and ventriloquists and, you know, all sorts of different entertainment. One of my favorites is Movies Under the Stars. I don't know if you were able to kick back and watch a movie on the Ruby, but I mean, imagine after you've been out and running around all day, you know, to kick back and get some popcorn and sit there and watch a giant movie and just kind of settle into your lounge chair and just enjoy. I mean, you know, you've got the stars above you and there you are laying there watching a great movie. So, like you said, the wine tasting, and they have, you know, different demonstrations going on board. And if you're thinking of traveling over a holiday, I mean, Princess does holidays well. You know, you go at Christmas time, the ships are all decorated. You go on Halloween, you go into the dining room on Halloween night and all the servers are dressed in costume. You saw with us on the ship, we disembarked on Valentine's Day and, you know, there were hearts everywhere. So we really do help people appreciate the holidays when they're sailing as well.
I love it. I love it. And I did. I had a great time there. And I think anybody that chooses Princess Cruise Lines will be just absolutely wowed. And I love that you guys give that wow factor. So let's talk about destinations, because I know a lot of people think that cruise lines only go to the Caribbean, whether it's, you know, Western Caribbean, Eastern Caribbean. Where else does Princess Cruise Line
Go. Well, you know, we really are kind of tagged the destinational leader. And one of the reasons we are so strong with destinations is it's not just a question of taking a ship and placing it in a specific destination, but we really think about the overall itinerary and how it is presented to our guests. We are strong in Alaska. We're in the Alaska market from early May through mid-September. We've been consecutively 12 years now named the top cruise line in Alaska. So we have a lot of varieties with not only Alaska cruises, but land tours to help you experience the Denali National Park area. Europe is a huge cruise destination because, you know, for people who seem to be a bit timid and maybe are a little bit more leery about the cuisine or the language barriers or the currency barriers, you know, sailing Europe from a ship is so wonderful because we bring the city to you each day. There's no packing and unpacking. And we've been sailing in Europe for 35 years, so we can offer, again, some great hands-on experience to our guests just because of our relationships with the local people in the various cities that we visit. If you're interested in going through the entire Panama Canal and experience that wonder of the world, we've got a lot of itineraries that do sail through the Panama Canal. And those are great for people who like the Caribbean because it's the Caribbean plus. You know, you're getting a little bit more exotic Central America. We've got great cruises off the West Coast if you want to head down to Mexico or do some Pacific coastal cruises. And then, of course, South America, great options there. We actually have 5 ships, believe it or not, Nicole, in Australia. So that if anyone is interested in the New Zealand or Australia market, there's some great opportunities for some cruises there, anywhere from 10 to 14 to 28 day sailings, as also South Pacific or Hawaii itineraries. In even Southeast Asia, where you can sail from the Orient, you can do 10 and 14 day sailings or do some 7 to 10 day sailings in Japan too. So really, you know, you can basically cruise the world. This year, actually, towards the end of this year, we're even going down to Antarctica, where part of our South America cruises are offering 4 days of actually cruising around Antarctica as well. So, wow. You know, for people looking for something unique and different, and the cruises are going to range anywhere from 5 days to, you know, you could do a world cruise for 111 days and actually sail the entire world if you'd like. So we like when people want to do that. Yeah.
Yeah, I love that. And I actually saw that posted somewhere on social media, you know, about doing this 100-day cruise. And I was like, who has the time for that?
Retired folks do.
Oh,
yeah.
My gosh, yes.
And I'll tell you, one of the cool things about, you know, a lot of these itineraries is they offer late night cruise departure. So, you know, a lot of hesitation, I know, for people that have never cruised is, well, I don't get to see the nightlife. I don't get to go into town at night because, you know, you have to be back on the ship so early. And a lot of these places, you know, even in, well, you know, we were in Cabo San Lucas overnight, so you could be off the ship all night having a good time. There are
Absolutely.
Certain itineraries, you know, Aruba, St. Petersburg, Russia, we stay overnight. So there's a lot of options to offer not only great excursions throughout the day when you're in a port of call, but there's a lot of excursions that are offered in the evening, too, that get you into the city and let you experience the city life at night as well, which is really important to a lot of people.
It, you know what? And actually, that was really important to me. I actually was able to do whale watching at night while I was in Cabo. And I tell you what, it was the most exhilarating experience ever. And I want to thank you all for putting that together because that was just amazing for me to be able to experience that. So I really do encourage people that are going on cruises, if there's an overnight, get off the ship and explore. Take an excursion, do something fun. It is well worth it. So Madeline, as we're wrapping up, I just want to kind of talk about if I'm a first-time cruiser, do you think Princess Cruise Lines is ideal for a first-time cruiser?
Well, you know, I'm going to say, of course. A first-time cruiser, I think the most important thing if you're considering going on a cruise is, first of all, think about where you actually want to go. You know, a lot of people for a first-time cruise will either start in the Caribbean, they will start in Mexico, or believe it or not, they will start in Alaska, because a lot of people have no desire to do Caribbean cruises, but they want to see Alaska. The second thing I would say is think about how long you actually want to be gone. You know, we did a 5-night cruise, Nicole and I, but I'm a firm believer in 7 nights really gives you an opportunity to get away. Your first day and your last day, you're traveling. So, you know, that you got to take those out of the equations. And, you know, if you've never been on a cruise before, that first day you're on the ship, you're going to get lost for a while until you kind of get into it and appreciate and start finding little nooks and crannies and finding some of the things that are unique to that particular ship. And then, you know, by day 2 or 3, you're really ready to rock and roll and enjoy your vacation. So, you know, look at the length of time and then look at the time of the year that you want to sail. You know, a lot of people mistakenly think that, well, summer is off season. Well, no, summer is not off season. Really, if you're looking for the best value in a Caribbean cruise, especially, fall is going to be the least expensive time to sail. You know, the rest of the year is really considered peak season. You know, Alaska's peak season because it's a short season. So, you know, if you're looking for the best price, definitely, you know, Nicole can help you with that, no doubt about it.
Absolutely.
Help you figure out what's the best for me. But if you've never sailed before, I think you'll find everything that you want on board a princess ship, because they're comfortable, they're luxury, but they're not overstated, so that you feel very comfortable. You've got the gamut of food. If you're a burger and fries person, you can have that every day. And if you're really wanting to try escargot and you're wanting to try some unique foods, that's a great opportunity to do so as well.
Well, I definitely appreciate you, Madeline, for being on here. I want to just give a couple of little shout-outs while we're on this radio show. When I was on that cruise line, I don't know what it was about the bed. The bed on the Princess Cruise Line,
yeah,
it is so incredibly comfortable. I did not want to get up every morning. It was so funny. I struggled. It was such a comfortable bed, such a good night's sleep. The food was amazing. The wine tasting experience was just top notch. And I really, really want to say thank you to Princess Cruise Lines. You guys go above and beyond, and we certainly appreciate all that you do. Madeline Costa, thank you for being a part of the show today. And if there's any last minute things you want to just throw out there, please feel free to do so.
I just want to say it's a pleasure to work with Nicole and, you know, anybody. Anytime you're looking to take a cruise, by all means, talk to her, because she is an expert on helping you plan the best vacation you possibly can. And of course, we both realize that a cruise vacation is without a doubt the best type of vacation you can take. And on Princess, it makes it even better.
Yes, it does. Thank you so much, Madeline.
For I appreciate it.
I appreciate you. If you're interested in Princess Cruise Lines, need more information, feel free to reach out. Have a good Thursday.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. Or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.